One in five members of Congress work on laws that could make them richer or poorer. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has said she'd bring legislation to the floor this month to tighten the rules on members of Congress trading stocks. With 15 days left of this month, it's not clear if that deadline will be met. Polls show Republican and Democratic voters want potential conflicts of interest reined in, but it's something Congress would have to impose on itself. While insider trading is illegal, members of Congress are legally allowed to have investment portfolios that have assets that are affected by the legislation they're crafting as long as they disclose them. And there are new data on how widespread this is. A New York Times investigation finds that about 20% of people serving in Congress had investments that could be seen as possible conflicts of interest. Kate Kelly is a reporter at the Times covering money, influence, and policy who worked on that story. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, David. It's a pleasure to be with you today.
I see here 1/5 had potential conflicts of interest. Help me understand, Kate, the members of Congress were just holding stocks or other financial instruments, or were they buying and selling?
It's really more the latter. There are some cases where these investments that we captured are a longer term in nature. But what we saw with a lot of members was shorter term purchasing and selling, or maybe the selling of a position that they had had for a while. We looked at 3 calendar years of transaction reports, which are required to be filed every time you make a new transaction within 45 days if it meets certain valuation thresholds that are fairly low. And that's the basis of our analysis. So there had to be some sort of new activity, a purchase, a sale, or sometimes a combination of both in order for us to even see it.
And you tried to correlate those portfolios with members of Congress that were involved in legislation that might affect those companies?
We did. We thought of a number of ways to slice and dice the data. Myself, Adam Playford, and Alicia Parlapiano, who worked on this together. And it seemed like one interesting prism would be to say, okay, what committees are members serving on? And that match that against the stocks, the bonds, or other securities they bought and sold, and say to ourselves, would a reasonable person think that perhaps the performance of these securities could be affected by work that the committee did?
More Democrats, more Republicans, or not really?
It's evenly split. I think there might have been one extra Republican, literally, but it is a bipartisan phenomenon.
And we should be clear, right? It's probably not illegal to do what you found, which is the public policy question, right? Should it be illegal?
Totally right. Everything we looked at, so far as we know, is legal. Now, there could be additional details or cases that investigators are working on that they suspect were illegal. But as far as we know, this is all legal behavior.
I mean, Congress has talked about going further on this, for those who see a problem here. But those efforts seem to ebb and flow. Where are we now?
We heard from Speaker Nancy Pelosi on Wednesday that her caucus would bring legislation to the floor for a vote this month. So that gives her 2 weeks to introduce legislation that, as we understand it at the Times, based on documents we've reviewed, would ban members, their spouses, and dependent children from trading individual securities at all. They would be permitted to invest in exchange-traded funds, mutual funds, and certain other categories, but otherwise they would have to either divest or put all of their assets into a qualified blind trust.
Now, you and your team contacted many of the lawmakers in question with these potential conflicts of interest, as you've defined them. What'd they say? They think it's A-OK, or a man's got to feed his family. What do you want from me?
There are small minorities of members who have their assets or in the process of putting their assets into a blind trust. A few said, we're going to trade stocks, or perhaps we've invested in stocks for many years. We don't think this is problematic. It's totally separate from our committee work. The vast majority of them said either my spouse does this trading and I'm not aware of it, or my broker does this trading and I'm not aware of it.
Kate Kelly, New York Times correspondent out of the Washington Bureau. She's among the authors of the story, Stock Trades Reported by Nearly a Fifth of Congress Show Possible Conflicts. Thank you very much.
Thank you, David.
Checking markets, stock index futures are pointing to a weaker start. Dow futures down 219 points now, 0.7%. S&P futures also down 0.7%. NASDAQ futures are down 0.9%. Stock in the shipper FedEx has fallen a dramatic 20% overnight after a surprise warning from the company late yesterday that its worldwide revenue is coming up short and may stay weak into the holiday season. Shipping companies can be seen as a bellwether for the global economy. Marketplace's Nova Safo has more.
FedEx says it is cost-cutting, but not fast enough to catch up with a sharp drop-off in shipping demand. In the 3 months ending in August, express shipping, its biggest segment, was less profitable. Expenses rose while sales stagnated. Some of this is due to a consumer shift from pandemic-era online shopping to frequenting more brick-and-mortar stores. But the problem for FedEx is global. Shipping declines were most acute in Asia and Europe, where FedEx brought in about $500 million less than forecast. In China, there were additional COVID lockdowns that stalled factories and businesses. Europe has been dealing with skyrocketing energy costs brought on by Russia's war in Ukraine, as well as sharply rising inflation. FedEx says it will close 90 storefronts and take other cost-cutting measures to respond to the challenges. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
And the car service Uber is trying to lock down its computer systems after an apparent hacker sent a message in the company's internal Slack channel claiming they'd gotten widespread access to Uber's systems, perhaps the whole kit and caboodle. It's not clear what the hacker wants out of this. Uber says it's working with law enforcement. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio. It's the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.